You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
We're going to make it through this show one way or another, I can tell you that much. Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. I'm your host, James Edwards. It is Saturday evening, July the 16th, and we are live, unrehearsed, and uncensored, as I'm sure everyone can attest if they listened to the first 2 hours of tonight's podcast. But now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the main event. So, I devour the news every day. I read and read and read and read and read, and I saw an article that just screamed at me earlier this week, David Duke considering running for Congress. So what do? I have the benefit of having known David Duke for many years. I count him as a friend. I call him up and we speak, and he confirmed to me that he is very seriously leaning towards running for Congress this year. However, the final decision has not yet been made. He has until July 22nd to decide whether or not to take that plunge. Countless other national and international media outlets are already running with this story. We'll give it a slightly different treatment than they have. In other words, we will be fair, and we will find out from the man himself where he stands in that decision-making process. The former representative for the Republican Party in the Louisiana State Legislature, author Dr. David Duke. My friend, welcome back to the show.
Well, I'm really always happy to be here with you, James. You know, and I'm not exaggerating, you're one of my favorite people in the world. I mean, you really, I'm really proud of the fact that I've inspired you and your political activity and a lot of your work, and that's one of the things I'm most proud of, that I've inspired some people like yourself, because you've made such a wonderful contribution, and I'm so proud that I'm a friend of yours and Annie's, and it's just amazing to have the friendship that we have, and that's beside all the politics, but it's just great to be with you.
Well, and I'd like to explore that over the course of the hour. We'll go in and out of discussion points, but I'd like to personalize David Duke for the audience. I can hear the media feverishly writing articles even as we speak right now about how I'm such an evil person for having you on the program. But I will tell you, I know this man. They don't. And plus, not only do they not know you, they don't know the truth. And they don't love the truth. The truth is not in them. We'll get into all that. But first things first, where are you in terms of making the decision on whether or not you will re-enter the political fray?
Well, I'm very close. There's a lot of factors in weighing this. I wouldn't make a run unless I believe we have a real, very positive opportunity to win the race. I've never believed in running just to run, even though running does give us a tremendous opportunity. It gives us a bully pulpit, so to speak, to talk about ideas. But I think the most important thing is that we win the race. And I think that well, we're getting very close to a decision. I'm sort of leaning toward running, but I'm glad we're doing this show, because I really want to hear from people across the movement, and that's what we have. We have a movement for the preservation of our heritage, our freedom, everything we love, our families, our children, our future in this country. And it's important for me to outline that fact before we even talk about whether or not I'm going to run. Here's the honest to God truth. You talk about it. I talk about it in very stark terms. I've talked about it my entire life, even before I was even an adult. Before I was fully a man, I realized that the immigration policies of this country, and I realized that the promoting and the financing of a massive welfare birth rate in America, that I realized that European Americans were headed toward an ethnic cleansing, and that's the only way to put it, in the nation that our forefathers created. That's exactly what's going on. We have a government. We have these political corrupt cucks and servants of our enemies that are absolutely promoting policies that are designed and are, in fact, destroying our people in the land that our forefathers created. In the nation our forefathers built, we are being ethnically cleansed from our own nation. And anybody who is so ignorant, really ignorant meaning not having the facts, and so stupid and not being able to take the facts and then make a simple decision, anybody who thinks that we're going to preserve any constitutional rights or freedom of speech. Look at how freedom of speech is under attack right now, where Donald Trump can't hardly hold a meeting without people being intimidated and attacked. People are afraid to bring their kids. Is this America? It's going to get a lot worse. We won't have freedom of speech. We won't have constitutional rights. Anybody who thinks we're going to be able to maintain, for instance, our gun rights, which we cherish, and that's ultimately the gun right in this country. It's not only a right to defend ourselves from tyrannical government, it's also the right to defend ourselves from tyrannical people or violent, brutal people. And the Democrats and the Republicans themselves are right now telling us that anybody that's black, it's in prison, or non-white is in there because of racism. And we're going to have to let out half of them. Half of them should be out of jail who are drug dealers and, in fact, many other current criminal records. They're actually saying that these people have to be let out. And they're going to take away our guns. Anybody who thinks that when they have total power in this country, the Clintons of the world, and all the groups that are supporting the Clintons and these other minority groups, that we're going to be maintaining our gun rights must be smoking some sort of strange weed. Anybody who believes we're going to have any semblance of this country right now, in every state, including my state, Louisiana, and in the state of Tennessee, there are literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people in your state, who pay for public education, but literally cannot send their children to the schools that our hard-earned money pays for in America because of these social policies of our government. There's so many things we could talk about, but it's, you know, I love what Trump's doing. I think that Trump is a breath of fresh air. I don't know exactly what all he's going to do when he's in, but I like to get to great what he's doing. But I tell you something, we've got to continue to take this another step. We have got to continue to go on the offensive in this battle. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to certainly vote for Trump. I've said I was supported Trump. I've been aligned with Trump since almost very early in his campaign, as you have. But there's no question in my mind that we need at least one guy in the United States, you know, Congress, whether in the House of Representatives or the Senate of this country, we need at least one guy that will openly stand up for the rights and the heritage of European Americans. And I believe that the time is right. And one more thing, of course, people hear a lot about me. All they hear about today is the fact that I was in the KKK 4 decades ago. And you know what? I'm not ashamed of that. I was in a nonviolent Klan organization. I always promoted nonviolence. I took a different path later on, but I'm not ashamed of the fact that I stood up because at that time, as a young man, I realized that we were headed toward disaster. And I went on. I won election, as you said, to the House of Representatives in Louisiana. And I've got a hell of a record. I have a perfect Republican voting record. And more than that, I've got a perfect record, for instance, the only record of any elected official in this country who sponsored a bill in a legislative body that the bill itself in his body, my body, banned affirmative action programs.
Hold on right there. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You got it. We'll be back in a minute.
David Duke, everybody. Tell your friends.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare. The war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Our featured guest this hour, David Duke. And in case you've forgotten, and we've made mention of this earlier, David Duke was once an elected member of the House of Representatives in Louisiana. He very nearly was elected to be a United States Senator in 1990 as the GOP nominee, no less, and certainly would have won that race had he simply betrayed his convictions and sold out like so many sociopaths have done in politics. He still managed to win over 600,000 votes in one state, Louisiana. The very next year, the Republican voters of Louisiana again nominated him to be their candidate, this time as the party's gubernatorial candidate in Louisiana. And so now he is considering a run for Congress in 2016. We have a caller for you, Dr. Duke, but before we get... Well, I was just going to ask you this, two things before we go to the call. What can my audience do to help you make up your mind, and why are you deciding on running in 2016 specifically?
Okay, that's a good question. And, I will run if I can feel like I can get enough support to win this race. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take a lot of commitment from a lot of people. Now, in that race, just so people understand this, when I ran for the United States Senate, I was running against the 18-year incumbent senator. And in that race, I got 45%, and that was with the Republican official nominee, the sellout. He dropped out of the race at the last minute, 6-7 days before the election. So there are already hundreds of thousands of absentee votes cast, right, for him, you know, as a Republican. He was in the race as well as me, but for him, against Bennett Johnston. And all those ballots were lost. It was a dirty trick that kept me from beating Bennett Johnston right then and there. That would have put me – that's basically a 2.5 percentage vote shift would have put me into the United States Senate. So I've carried the state before many, many times for European American votes. I've carried districts around the state. There's also a district that I live in, District 1 in this state, which has a total sellout, who's now the majority whip, part of the same Republican establishment. He voted to ban the Confederate flag. He came down to the same side as the Black Caucus. He It was just amazing. He's a majority whip. His name is Steve Scalise. He also came to one of my meetings trying to get the votes of our people in Metairie 10 years ago. And then they found out about it, the media. They attacked him for it. And he ran on his hands and knees to the Black Caucus and the media and apologized for going to a meeting of European Americans. And the whole thing is really amazing. So he's a sellout. He's also been all for TPP. He's voted to fund Obamacare, all these things. He's beatable. The Republicans in the Senate race have all kinds of people running, and so there's no incumbent. And both these guys, both the former Republican Senator David Vitter and the current Republican Majority Whip, the Republican Congressman from my district, both these guys, both said repeatedly that they were just like me. They had my program, but they could be elected, and they didn't have the baggage that I carried. Well, both these guys, like all these other creeps, they totally sold out the people of the state. They betrayed our voters. And one that's had a scandal with prostitution, and the other, you know, again, is a sellout, but he's like a Republican bigwig. And they're vulnerable. And we have an open seat in the Senate race, and we have a seat against the guy who's really a sellout in the district. So both of those races are possibilities. We don't know what we're going to do yet. It's interesting, the current Republican whip has already, you've never heard of this before. You look in Tennessee, there's never been any congressman in Tennessee that raised $12 million for the race. He's already raised $12 million, according to roll call. And that was simply because back in December, I said that I might need to run against this guy, the sellout. So we have a real opportunity here. The way people can let me know, and this is the thing, I've got to get enough commitment from people to run. I'm out right now. I'm outside. You can probably hear the noise. I've been canvassing and polling people around here. So far, the people I knock on the doors because I want to find out what they feel has been extremely positive. But I need to hear from our people, because it's our people, our movement people, that's going to decide this for me. If you want me to run, if you're committed to helping me in this race, maybe volunteering, helping us on the internet, helping us on blogs, helping us on Twitter, helping us on Facebook, helping support us with some money, because we don't have any of that Goldman Sachs money like my opponents all have Goldman Sachs campaign money. If you're willing to do that, I need to hear from you. You can go to daviddukes.com and just go to the email section. You can say how to contact David Duke. Send me an email there. Just click a couple buttons, send me an email, or simply write me an email at drdukeinfo@gmail.com. That's drduke, D-U-K-E, info, I-N-I-N-F-O, @gmail.com. And let me know if you're committed, if you want to include your phone number. And let me know if you're going to help me in this race and you want me to run. And if I get enough people, if it looks like we can get the support we need to win this race, you know, I will definitely commit. I've started an official committee already. So we have a legal campaign committee. We have a bunch of citizens who are urging me to run, who have the honest committee. We're starting to raise a bit of money so we can do politics, whatever we decide. And we're ready to run. We just have to figure out if we got enough support.
Here's the important thing to remember, folks. He has until only July 22nd. That's less than a week to decide and to qualify on the ballot. So if you want him to get involved, you need to let him know. We have a caller that's been waiting for 30 minutes to ask you a question.
Sure.
This is Jay. Jay, I believe, is right here in Memphis. Jay, take it away.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you taking my call. I'm a white law enforcement officer. And,
good for you. Proud of you.
Thank you. Something you could do that would, you know, maybe make a video or say something that would really bring a constituency onto your side is white cops are under siege right now, not just by the attacks. They are being fired and attacked, and the FOP and the PBA police unions will not lift a finger to defend them because of the big R word. And, you know, the hypocrisy of it is that there are black police unions, Hispanic police unions, and even Asian police unions, and there is no voice for white officers. And if you would put that as part of your platform, that, you know, put something in place that there would be a voice, and there would be allowed to be an organization that would be a voice for white officers, because we need it. The officers have been fired.
I'm all for that idea, and that's the whole basis of my candidacy. Is, you know, I believe this way. You know, I'm certainly going to be a candidate, and I'm going to be good for anybody in this country. But you know what? I think we need at least one person in the United States Congress that will defend the heritage and the rights and really the future of our European American forefathers. It's our people that built this country. And as far as the police are concerned, just about every police officer, because I know this for a fact, everybody knows it in Louisiana, voted for me for U.S. Senator and Governor. And you're right. And one thing I'm thinking, I'm going to do a number of series of proposals. We're not working on all the details, but one of the things that have been suggested to me is that we ought to have some sort of a regulation in our state, maybe in the country, that when police officers are attacked or engaged in difficulties with people who are engaging in violent acts, that they have an immunity from prosecution, you know, if they're acting clearly in defense of their bodily safety. I think that that's would be a good thing. I haven't decided on that as part of the platform, but I'm thinking about that very seriously right now.
Thank you so much.
Do you like that idea?
I think it's a wonderful idea, and I would definitely add in that, they also need a voice because there were two black officers that were on Tony Sotomayor's show the night. These were Dallas cops the night Dallas was happening, and they're in their patrol car riding around on Skype giving their opinions about things. And I don't want to take that away from them, but I think white cops need to have that. But if two white cops do that, they'd be fired right now.
If I become a member of the U.S. Congress or U.S. Senator, I'll be your senator, your congressman, wherever you are in the United States. You'll have somebody who's fighting for you, and you'll have somebody you can go see in Washington that's fighting for your principles. That's
all right,
what
we got to pause it right there. Thank you for the call. More with Dr. David Duke right up there.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Media accounts and court documents refer to Idaho Falls, Idaho resident Sean Smith as a 43-year-old woman, a description belied by the photographic evidence, which shows a curly-haired, heavy-set individual who is unmistakably male. He was arrested on July 11th after he had photographed an 18-year-old woman in the changing room of a Target department store. Neither the victim nor her mother had any trouble recognizing Smith as a man wearing a dress and a blonde wig. Smith self-identifies as a transgender woman and insists on being called Shauna. Yet after being arrested and accused of felony voyeurism, Smith admitted that he has lurked in changing rooms and made videos of women in various states of undress for the, quote, same reason men go online to look at pornography, that is, to indulge prurient sexual impulses. For some, this might bring to mind an off-color joke about being a lesbian trapped in a man's body. Whatever mixture of psychosis and predatory opportunism accounts for Smith's career as a peeping Tom or peeping Tanya, he is the subject of a no-contact order and faces the prospect of up to 5 years in prison, a sentence that would present some interesting challenges for the Idaho Department of Corrections. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. Donald Trump's adult children Eric, Ivanka, Tiffany, and Donald Jr. are on the list of scheduled speakers for next week's Republican National Convention in Cleveland. In addition to a lengthy list of Republican elected officials, the lineup originally included former NFL quarterback Tim Tebow, who has since bowed out of a speaking slot, as well as Vegas casino owner Phil Ruffin and billionaire PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Okay, what a fantastic caller we had that last segment. I want to offer another personal anecdote before we turn it back over to our featured guest of the evening. As I mentioned at the top of the show, unlike those who ignorantly disparage David Duke, I actually know the man, have known him for 12 years. He has never behaved or spoken in a manner anything less than that of a total gentleman in my presence. He's been a guest in my home on several occasions. He is always exceedingly gracious in public and in private. He calls to check on my family regularly. Huge gap between the way he's presented by the press and the man as I know him. And if you think you know David Duke, you probably don't know the half of it. I would encourage you to go to davidduke.com and read his Paradigm for Human Diversity and Freedom. There is not a shred of hatred in this man's heart. He is a good man. We've shared wonderful experiences and trying battles together. Now, why do I say that?
Oh, by the way, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I wanted to say something. I don't want people to get the wrong impression about human diversity. You see, you and I both love human diversity, and we want to preserve human diversity, including our own human diversity and our own people and our own unique expression of humanity. And that's what that article is about, just in case people don't get the wrong impression.
Well, no. I don't think they would. But it just goes to show that the media portrays us as this grotesque caricature. We seek to oppress and harm other people. And, of course, that couldn't be further from the truth. And actually, I've linked to that excellent piece, Your Paradigm for Human Diversity and Freedom, on my website just a couple of days ago. I would also like to say this. I want to toss it back over to you, but I want to tell you that we have a caller who was born in Louisiana, and he's listening tonight in Ireland. He's on the line, and we're going to get to him in just a minute or two. We're going to get to him next. But going back to that last segment, you said you needed to hear from people if they wanted you to run. I received an email from a listener, Christopher, in Florida, who has pledged $500 to you right here and now, should you decide to take the plunge. So that has come in to me through our email here. And getting back to that last caller, though, before we go to the one in Ireland, he mentioned police and that he was a law enforcement officer. It was, in fact, as you told me on the phone earlier this week, what happened in Dallas that really motivated you to really stand up and consider this strongly. Was that really what it was, the Dallas situation that pushed you over the edge to get back into this fray? Because let me tell you something, folks. What David Duke is considering is going to be bad for his health. I mean, it is grueling to run a campaign in the best of circumstances, much less when you're going to have the entire global establishment coming down on you. And it's what I was going to say earlier when I was giving my testimony about the man as I know him. It would serve me so much better to not say anything about David Duke, to not have him on the show. But I am duty-bound and honor-bound to the truth and decency and to integrity. And so even though I am inevitably going to have horrible smears written about me for this interview tonight, I'm glad to do it because it's what a man should do. But anyway, was it Dallas, David, that led you to get to where you are right now?
Well, it was percolating a lot before Dallas. I think what's been going on in terms of the Black Lives Matter movement, for instance, I mean, here you have I'll give you an example. In Orlando, you had a ISIS supporter go out and massacre a bunch of people in a club in Orlando, Florida. And in Texas, you had a Black Lives Matter supporter, he stated that, and a person that said he wanted to kill white people go out and massacre 12 police officers, shoot them down in Dallas, Texas. Now, what is the difference there? I mean, there's really no difference in that kind of terrorism in this country. And we have a president of the United States. We have a leading Democratic Party. In fact, even Republicans have been playing footsie with Black Lives Matter. I saw Black Lives Matter people even interviewed on Fox News, you know, really kindly and sweetly and not really calling them out. I mean, We got to realize this is the future of this country right now unless we stand up. This is the time. Our time is now, and I think the American people have never been more ready. I really believe very strongly that, you know, that was not my time then, but this is my time now, and I think we have to have at least one guy, one person in the Congress of the United States who's going to stand up for our heritage. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Because somebody has got to be our advocate. You have black groups, you have Jewish groups, you've got Mexican organizations, you've got every candidate. Even Donald Trump says, "This is what I'm going to do for the Mexican Americans." I'm really proud of those Mexican Americans that are supporting me, and look at the African Americans. Yes, I really thank the African Americans. But no candidate in America would dare, just by name, thank white people or recognize white people. That shows you what's happened in this country. But you know what? All white people are now beginning to see the light. And we have a chance to make a statement with this election. It's going to be amazing. I think also somebody in the Congress that's basically running full-fledged is going to give Donald Trump more position to maneuver. And if the worst happens,
that's what I was going to get at.
Well,
when we talked a couple of days ago, since then, we talked 2 or 3 days ago to set up this interview for tonight, and since then, you've had another terrorist attack in France, and so this is continuing to happen because people won't put their foot down, and as you mentioned to me on that phone call, the climate is right, there's a lot of things happening in America, people waking up, and then if you did manage to get into Congress, it would give Trump more room to maneuver. But I do want to get to this caller in Ireland. He's in Ireland via Louisiana. Ireland, take it away. You're on with James Edwards, David Duke.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, yes, you're on the air.
Okay. I just feel rather nervous. I've heard of Mr. Duke, and I never dreamed I would ever speak to him. I'm just curious. This is really not a very political question, but which parish are you from?
Well, actually, I live in St. Tammany Parish, but I've lived in Jefferson Parish, where I served as in the House of Representatives, and in the St. Tammany Parish where I live now, from 1996 to 2000, I was the elected chairman. Originally from Orleans, I grew up in the city of New Orleans, and then Metairie, and now I'm in St. Tammany. In St. Tammany, in all these parishes, I've had some influence politically. In fact, in St. Tammany, I was the chairman of the Republican Party Executive Committee here, elected at large at the ballot in the presidential election 1996. I was elected, and then I was elected unanimously to serve as chairman. So I have still a lot of support here. So we can mount a really serious campaign, and I believe the people are ready for the message that we're ready to talk about. The same message that James Edwards teaches and preaches every day. And I think that if we get this message out and we win this race, also another issue is that we hope to death, and we're doing everything we can to get Donald Trump to win. If by chance he doesn't, now remember, a lot of parts of the country have very different demographics and very different politics in the South. So we have a very conservative element in Louisiana, and due in part to what my work has been in the last few years. So if Donald Trump does lose, we need somebody to be in Congress to continue in this bully pulpit to represent our positions, and that would happen. It wouldn't be a vacancy. All would not be lost, and we'd be able to raise the ire of the Americans and the values of the American people. So on every level, if he wins, it's great because, I'll be a point man in Congress to make sure that he follows through on these things, which I think he will do. And if he loses, we will not lose a voice. We'll have a national voice, and this will be one of the biggest races in the whole world, actually.
All right. In Ireland, did you have another question or comment, or were you just trying to find out where our guest was born?
There's all sorts of things I could ask, but this is one thing that they tend to equate you with somebody like Hitler, but curiously, most people don't realize the philosophy and mentality of the liberal element is very much closer to what the way Hitler thought. Hitler was influenced by something called theosophy, which was Eastern religion, which mixed up good and evil. And, I think it would be strategic if you would point out the difference between your basic Christian mentality and Christian theology and this this Oriental pantheistic.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm a Christian, but let me tell you something. As far as I'm concerned, in this race, one of my friends who are involved in this, they say we run this time. This is the no apology tour. I am not going to fall into any of this stuff. You know, look, the reason the media hates me, the reason why they bring up 40 years ago, they don't talk about my period in the House of Representatives. They don't talk about my period. They make stupid things about me. They say ridiculous things about me every day. I'm not apologizing for anything. In fact, I'm proud of the fact that I've stood up my whole life and recognized the fact that European Americans were fighting or were facing our own annihilation in this country, and everything we care about, everybody listening out there to me right now, you know that unless we turn things around in this country and turn them around fast, there is no future for our children, no future for us, that we are going to lose everything we love, everything we care about, every ideal of our founding fathers. We're going to lose this country, and we're going to lose our great people. We are being wiped off this nation and this planet. The time is to turn it around, and that's what it's all about.
All right,
we've
got to take a break with that right there. Thank you for calling all the way across the pond in Ireland. We have one more segment in the show and with our guest for tonight. If you want him to run, daviddukes.com, you better let him know.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
One more segment with David Duke, the one and only. You know the name. Everybody does. DavidDuke.com. Send him an email and let him know your opinion on him seeking elected office one more time. and it could very well have a role in affecting that ultimate decision, which will have to be made by next week. I do want to say this, too, to David Duke and to everyone listening. I spoke at a conference that David Duke organized even before the radio show got started back in 2004. And at that conference, I met two very attractive, very intelligent, very successful young ladies. Still in touch with them 12 years later. One's a nurse and a mother. One is a stay-at-home mother of five incredible children who she, along with her husband, homeschools and home churches. And they are tuned in this evening, and I thought you might want to know that, David. Is there anything you'd like to say to them?
Well, so nice to talk to you after so long, and I'm looking forward to welcoming you, hopefully, in an office in Washington, D.C., so you can come and talk about your issues at the Capitol. And again, when we're elected, when we win this race, I'm going to be the senator or the representative, the U.S. congressman for all the people of this country who have the principles that we're talking about, that James Edwards talks about in this program, that I talk about every day, that I've been fighting for my whole life. And I'll be your senator or your congressman. So that's,
the reason I bring that up is this, is that I brought up those two as an example because they are very much representative of the people who support my work and have supported your work for so many years in your previous campaigns and who will support this campaign should you decide to run next week. The people who support our work are healthy, wholesome, God-fearing, hardworking family men and women. We talk about Make America Great Again. These are the people who made America great to start with. And I'm proud of our audience. I know you're proud of your supporters. They are great people. Again, just as much as we are totally different than the way we're presented, so are our supporters. And I know you're going to serve as a voice for our people, as other people and other ethnic groups have their representatives and their organizations seeking to advance their unique group interests. But I would like to share one more story, talking about that conference where we made some connections.
Sure.
It was another conference in 2008 that you and I were working on this time, and this one in Memphis. And as you'll remember, the practitioners of tolerance and diversity said they were going to blow up the hotel that was going to host our event. And we know that because the general manager called me and said he had received these threats. And not only could we not have the event there anymore, that he was going to resign from his position because there were so many threats. So these are the things we're up against. They threatened to murder him and his wife and children if they allowed us to meet and if they, you know, for a totally
imagine meeting. This in America. I mean, James, think about this in America.
Yeah.
My God, you can't have a meeting, a legal meeting to talk about issues in this country without threats of violence and bombing. We're losing everything. We're losing our freedom of speech, our thought, our everything that we hold dear.
Well, and of course, the county government in the county where that particular event was going to be held declared a state of emergency because there were so many threats coming in from not, of course, our people, but the people who oppose us. And, of course, the media never reported on that. But I drove by today a very special restaurant in Memphis. It was a restaurant we ate at. We ended up still having a meeting of about 500 people at the last minute. We were able to find an alternate location. It was one of the most triumphant weeks of my life. And there was a restaurant that we ate at about 15 times as we were brainstorming how to make that thing happen because people were coming in from all over the world for this event. And it was the Cracker Barrel here in Memphis, one of the Cracker Barrels. And I drove by that restaurant today, and a very interesting thing happened in that restaurant. I believe you know what it was. Would you mind sharing that story? And the reason I ask you to do this is, again, there are great people in all communities, and we should be seeking to work with them if they, like us, are advocates of the truth. So would you mind sharing that story, and then we'll wrap up by going back to how people can help you make your decision on this campaign?
Okay, I'll do my best here. It was an interesting story, and it was an amazing thing. We went to the Cracker Barrel, I think, next door from where the convention was held, and we had a long table with about, I guess, 40 or 50 people at this table. And after we had a long meal, full course meal, different people ordered different meals. I go ready, I ask the waitress, you know, we need to pay. And they told me, well, you know, Mr. Duke, Dr. Duke, sorry, just no problem. Your tip's already, or your bill's already been paid. And I said, really? Well, who's the gentleman that paid for everybody's meal here in this restaurant? That was pretty doggone generous. Must be $500. And she says, there's a gentleman over there. And I look over there, and I was frankly pretty surprised to see it. It was a black fella with a group of African-Americans. And I go over there, and I said, hi, I'm David Duke. And did you pay for my bill? And he said, yes, I did. And he told me a story, and he was with a choir, a black choir group, a Christian choir group. And he told me about when I was running for governor, that his choir group was performing, and they were trying to get a meal in the hotel. But I had a little staff meeting in one of the restaurants, and so it was closed, and we were just about finishing up. And so when I heard the fact that he was trying to come in, and I knew about it, they're a pretty famous gospel group. And so I went to the staff and said, look, we're finishing up, and he's certainly, please let him come in. There are people who need to eat. And he said, look, I never forgot that. And I never forgot the fact that you're really strong at getting the drugs out of the black community, and you're getting the criminals off the streets and reforming the welfare system. And he said, I just, wanted to tell you thank you. And I never forgot that. And he bought our meal. That's a true story. As you know, you were right there, James, and saw it.
I was right there, and I've remembered it all these years later. And the reason I bring that up, ladies and gentlemen, is that there's a lot more to David Duke than you've read about in the press. And I wish that everybody in America could know this man the way I've gotten to know him over the course of the last 12 years. And perhaps if he's elected to Congress, America can get to know him the way he truly is, and not the way that a lying and dishonest media falsely portrays him to be. I pray that will happen.
Yeah, well, I think I'd be better for, I'd certainly have a decent country. We have a decent country for everybody here, but I do know that this country is finished, that the rights and the heritage and the freedom and the safety and the security of all people that are in this country are destroyed if the European American people are wiped out or are ethnically cleansed from America. There is no future for America. And there's certainly no future for us. And we have a right. We have a right to have our children live and a future for them and the values that they represent, and to become the magnificent society that our forefathers envisioned. We have an absolute right to protect our heritage and preserve our people. It's not just our Confederate heritage, even though I've protected the Liberty Monument. There's only one monument in New Orleans right now that's not going down, and that's the one that I organized to save and got an injunction to preserve. That's the one monument they can't take down. And that's what I'm going to do for the whole country. I'm going to defend our forefathers, defend our way of life, defend our Southern heritage as well as our national heritage. And we are in a battle right now for everything that's important. And the great thing is that after all these years, James, you can feel it too. You can see it. And we all can see it. People are waking up. And this campaign, we're not only going to wake up people, but we're going to create an incredible infrastructure, a movement that is dedicated to this, that's going to grow and eventually sweep across this country. I appreciate what Donald Trump has done, and we have got to not rest on our laurels. We have got to hold his feet to the fire. He's going to do a good job, but we also have to continue to bring this story. Not only do we have to stop and build, we have to build a wall and stop this illegal immigration. One of the first things I'll do is I'll propose to Congress, I'll make a bill that will repeal the 1965 immigration reform bill, that Teddy Kennedy bill, where he got up and said this was not going to affect the demographics of the country. It was going to not change the racial makeup of America. And, of course, we know that it has. We have to go on the offense in these issues. We can't play this defensive, conservative game anymore. We have to start going on the offensive, and the American people are ready for a man to stand up and tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. It's going to happen.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can have a hand in that. One more time, the deadline for David Duke to qualify to be on the ballot in Louisiana is July the 22nd. Between right now, this minute, and that day, he will make his final determination on whether or not to run. And if he does decide to run, which office to seek, whether the United States House or the United States Senate. send him an email and let him know. If you've liked what you've heard tonight and you think a man that talks like that might make a good representative in Congress, let him know your support will move the needle one way or another.
By the way, Kevin McDonald, your good friend, my friend, he came out and formally endorsed me. That's a great endorsement. Your endorsement, James, I treasure the endorsement of you and Kevin McDonald as much as anybody. And the whole movement across the whole thing, Rents is going to be promoting this. Stormfront's going to be promoting this. You're promoting this. The alt-right is promoting this. I mean, it's just really amazing how everybody's coming together.
We will continue to do it, but we can't do it anymore tonight because we're flat out of time. David,
my email is, again, is drdukeinfo and drdukeinfo@gmail.com.
Good night, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us.